Work continues in Washington to push members of Congress towards finishing up a new farm bill. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Last week, while attending Husker Harvest Days, I caught up with Kelly Brunkhorst. He's the executive director of the Nebraska Corn Growers Association. We were talking about the importance of farm legislation and what it means to our U.S. ag producers. We talked about the fact the One Big Beautiful Bill was completed, which had some farm bill language in it. But as we look at reality, there's a number of farm programs that still need to be acted on before September 30th.
Yeah, I mean, it's right around the corner. We're only talking 20-some days before the end of the fiscal year, and something needs to get done. The term that we really use is uncertainty.
Yes.
Larger concern about the just total farm economics, but there is just so much uncertainty, policy, programs, trade, just how do we move our way through that and think about how do we provide some certainty for our growers?
Yeah, uncertainty. And another thing that does not like uncertainty is these markets right here as we're looking at the grain markets at this point. But we do have some positives going on, correct? You know, we start looking at, like for an example, you've got ethanol, E15, biodiesel, we have biofuels, aviation. We've been talking more and more about that.
Yeah, we always talk about how do we create new demand.
Right.
And E15, year-round E15 is one of our top things on our list as we think about engaging with producers, engaging with our congressional members. How do we get that across the finish line? And obviously, we look at the next 21 days as what must pass pieces of legislation is there and how can we attach that to that.
We'll continue to follow what's going on in Washington with your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.